I started work with Dan McKenzie and Nigel Weiss because they had won a grant to create a model of convection in the Earth's mantle. And Dan had the geophysical knowledge and Nigel had the finite difference methods to model those equations which were non-linear, and they needed me to write the programs, run it, modify it, and, you know, basically produce the results from it. Initially, we ran it on the Institute of Theoretical Astronomy's computer, which was just down the road, about 2 minutes walk. But then the university got the mainframe, which was faster, and we were, you know, the results were coming so slowly because it takes a lot of computer, CPU. So then I continued running the model and we continued to modify it, but moved to applied, well, I think I moved to geology because that was very near the computer labs where the bigger computer was, and then to applied maths. We wrote 4 papers directly on results from the model. All, you know, the 3 authors with me changing my name halfway through.
And when was it you started working in Dan's sort of related area?
1969. I had 2 children by then, and they had just, the youngest had just started school. But before that, the year before that, I had decided I wanted to learn programming and software. And I tried to find a job where they would train me, and there wasn't any. So I went along to Theoretical Astronomy and spoke to the computer officer, who was called Nick Butler, and he was married. Fred Hoyle was there at the time. He was in the Institute, and Nick had married Fred Hoyle's daughter. And he said, "We can't employ you, we've got no money, but if you want to come along, and we've got Fortran manuals, and, you know, we can let you use some computer time." And I did that for a year. It was great because both kids got German measles partway through. And of course, Jonathan was only at nursery school, I think. And so I had to fit it in around the family. Mm. But the trouble was, back then, the computing power was pathetic. We didn't know it then. So through the years, you know, it was very slow at generating data because it took, on the more powerful machine, it took about 1 hour of the total computing time on the computer that was meant to be for the whole university. Obviously, there was a lot of contention for that. So I had to run it at night. I didn't have to stay up, but, you know, I would say, look, if I run it at, you know, 2 in the morning, could I have an hour? That's dedicated time. And I would get 1 data point out of that. It would come up with a result that after running it on an equivalent time, you know, I could then say, I could plot what this fluid of this viscosity was doing in this, basically a square box, 700 kilometres by 700, with reflective boundaries, which means, you know, you're cheating a bit because you're just saying everything happens in the same way in the adjoining reflecting, a reflected copy, like looking through a mirror, I suppose. And it was in 2 dimensions. It wasn't curved. It was like just a box, 2 dimensions. You didn't look in the 3rd dimension. But, so that ran for a long time. I used to work in an office at Madingley Rise, which was very, it was a lovely collection of people, really friendly, especially the C group. They were just really friendly and, you know, we'd have parties, we'd have a strawberry party. And Carol in the C group would, I think she said this in her book, she would collect all the paper because, you know, the computer paper was, you're too young, but the sheets came out about that size and they were folds. So I think in a year we might have several tons of paper, which would be, which you could get money for, and that would buy a barrel of beer for the party. But, you know, I mean, it was a lovely collection of people, and geologists and geophysicists. I think the people who go on sea trips or out on field trips, they have to get on with each other, and it's a sorting process. You don't do that if you don't get on with people.